Hello and welcome to HW News Report. Here you can listen to news from political and economical world. Follow this podcast now to stay updated. At HW News, we have been delivering news that matters to you. Our goal is to present you with information that simulates conversation around topics of larger public importance that are often lost in the noise of shrill prime time.
Hello everyone, my name is Aarti and you're watching HW News. On Monday, thousands of doctors and medical professionals in Rajasthan took to the streets of Jaipur. According to an estimate, about 50,000 doctors, their family members and people associated with the medical profession, including medical shop owners, took part in the rally which started from the resident doctors' hostel ground at the SMS hospital. Even days before the massive rally, several nursing homes and hospitals remained closed due to the general strike called by the doctors and other medical professionals. Several patients were stranded. Surgeries delayed, bringing a pressure on the state's healthcare system. Now, all of these doctors and medical professionals belong to or were related to private hospitals in the state. They were protesting against the new Right to Health Bill brought by the Rajasthan government led by Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot. Even the Indian Medical Association, calling the bill draconian, observed Monday, 27th of March, as a black day. The doctors across the private hospitals have demanded that the government withdraws the bill. The government, on the other hand, has refused to relent. So what exactly is the Right to Health Bill? What are the provisions? Why are private hospital doctors protesting against it? Who gains and who loses from the new scheme? And how much this scheme means for Ashok Gehlot, who is eyeing for another term in the assembly elections later this year. Let's talk about this in today's video. But before that, if you're watching this video on YouTube, then subscribe to our channel, like this video and comment below it. And also do not forget to press the bell icon. If you're watching on Facebook, then follow the page of HW News Network and also share this video. Last week, Rajasthan government passed Right to Health Bill in the assembly, becoming the first state in the country to do so. In the post-COVID years, the Ashok Gehlot government of Rajasthan has given special emphasis on government health schemes with the aim to establish Rajasthan as a model state in healthcare. The state already has several popular health schemes. Adding to the list, the state assembly last week passed the Right to Health Bill, which provides every resident of the state the right to avail free outpatient department, that is OPD services, and inpatient department services, which is IPD services, at all the public health facilities. Also, similar healthcare services will be provided free of cost at selected private facilities as well. Now, the bill was passed amid clamor and opposition from the BJP. Private hospitals and doctors, medical professionals associated with private facilities, however, are up in arms against this bill. This is a very important bill from the healthcare perspective because it paves the path in framing healthcare as a tangible right for the citizens. It also establishes and protects the legal rights of patients to access equitable healthcare services. But what exactly does this bill say? Now, the Congress-led government tabled the Right to Healthcare Bill 2022 in Rajasthan State Assembly in September 2022. The bill provides rights to patients and healthcare providers, places the obligation on the government to protect these legal rights, and mandates the setting up of grievance redressal mechanisms. The preamble of the bill states that it will lead to a progressive reduction in out-of-pocket expenditure in seeking, accessing, or receiving health care for patients. Under the scheme, number one, Rajasthan residents will be entitled to free checkups, drugs, diagnostics, emergency transport, and care at all public health institutes, along with affordable surgeries. The bill frames medical services as a public service rather than a vehicle for money making. It aims to make provisions for the security and satisfaction of equal rights to health and also well-being for every individual. Number two, if a patient is unable to pay the charges for emergency care, stabilization or referral, the government will reimburse the healthcare provider. Many of us might have had this experience. If not, then good. But some of us may have had this experience where you have an emergency situation, you reach the hospital, but you are asked to deposit a certain amount, especially if it is a private facility, before proceeding to the treatment. Now, in case the amount is hefty and you can't arrange the money upfront, then what? Now, this bill primarily addresses this question. It states that no person should be turned away by private hospitals in case he is not able to pay for the treatment at the time. And in case if a patient is unable to pay the charges for emergency care at all, stabilization or referral, the government will reimburse the healthcare provider. Not only that, your transportation means the ambulance facilities will be available at no cost too. Number three, the bill states that the hospitals cannot deny treatment on grounds of police clearance if it is a medico-legal case in case of road accidents. Now, number four, clause 3 of the bill lays down 20 rights a state resident will be entitled to, including the right to informed consent, to seek information in the form of medical records and documents regarding diagnosis and treatment, to keep this data confidential and private, and to receive treatment without discrimination based on caste, class, age, gender, among other markers. Number 5. Clause 4 of the bill also shifts the burden of responsibility in providing adequate medical services to the government. The government is obligated to provide funds, setting up of institutions, and constitute grievance redressal systems. They must take the initiative to set up a state health authority and district health authorities. Beyond resolving complaints, the authorities would also be tasked with planning healthcare services, monitoring services, and conducting routine clinical, social, and economic audits. Number 6. Moreover, the bill also talks about the safety of healthcare providers and improving public health infrastructure. Clause 4 mandates that the government develops a human resource policy for health, ensuring the availability and equitable distribution of doctors, nurses, and other healthcare workers at all levels of the system across regions. This focus on making services equitable and qualitative works in favor of the healthcare providers and also helps to improve patient-doctor relationship. Well, now Rajasthan already has many other health schemes as well. The most popular one is Chiranjeevi Health Insurance Scheme. Under this, free treatment up to 10 lakh rupees is provided to the patients. This has been increased to 25 lakh rupees in the latest budget, which will be implemented from the next financial year. Then there is the Rajasthan Government Health Scheme for government employees, which includes ministers, current and former MLAs, Nishulk Nirogi Rajasthan Scheme, which also includes the free medicine scheme. Under this, all the OPD and IPD services in government hospitals, including the registration fee, are provided for no cost. There is a free test scheme as well, which provides for up to 90 free tests in government hospitals attached with medical colleges. Now, the Indian Constitution does not explicitly talks about right to health, but it is derived from right to life and liberty as guaranteed under Article 21 of the Indian Constitution. In the past, Supreme Court of India has often stressed that it is state's duty to protect and promote the health of the citizens. More than half of the countries across the world have already guaranteed right to public health as a constitutional right. Now, the question is, if the scheme is so good for the patients, why are private hospital doctors against it? Now, the main contention of the private health facilities and doctors is that the state is passing off its obligation of ensuring equitable access to health to the private hospitals. In short, instead of bringing government hospitals, health facilities at par with private hospitals, it is passing off the burden to private facilities alone. Secondly, with several health schemes already operating active in the state, one more health scheme they believe will only result in bureaucratic overreach. The bill has also been criticized as vague for not defining certain terms like what constitutes an emergency and compelling doctors of one specialty to treat patients outside their specialty as part of emergency. The bill provides for government to give fund to set up grievance redressal system, but who will form these systems? There is a question mark on it. It talks about human resource policy, but when and how will it be drafted? No time frame is given. However, the government says that many of the doctors' objections have already been addressed in the bill. Now, let's talk about the HW point of view. As I said, Right to Health Bill is a very crucial bill that could prove to be a turning point in India's healthcare system. It talks about health as a legal right of public. If it becomes a success in Rajasthan, many other states may also follow the suit. But for it to be successful, the implementation should be done right. Public health is the responsibility of the government, as much emphasis of the bill is on addressing the issue of private hospitals' exploitation of patients for money. Similar emphasis has to be on funding and bringing the state government hospitals at par with private medical facilities. We have instances in government hospitals where rats chew patients' eyes, dogs freely roam around, patients lying on the floor often unable to find a bed. When a patient goes to private hospital, at least he knows that he won't have to suffer these horrors. When the government will address these issues and bring the state government hospitals at par with the private hospitals, then only the people will have a choice. Otherwise, it is just choosing between risking your money or your life. Well, what are your thoughts on this? Share in comment box below. For more news and updates, you can log on to www.hwnews.in.
If you like this episode, please rate us with 5 stars right now. HW News podcasts are available on BingePods and all other audio platforms. Also, don't miss to check out South Connect from the house of HW News podcast. And we're sure you'll love it too.
Time to let the little ones get all of that energy out. Big Air Trampoline Park inside Fieldhouse USA at the Polaris Mall has your little ones covered with toddler time. Each Wednesday and Thursday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., open only for jumpers 6 and under, the little ones can jump at their own speed and comfort level without the older kids around. It's a safe, fun outlet for your toddler's energy, and they'll feel right at home on all of the attractions. Plus, they'll have the best nap ever afterwards. Big Air Columbus, where the fun never ends. Visit BigAirUSA.com/Columbus for details.